We've already had a good program. I feel like kind of what do you call it? No. Today is International Pathfinder Day, which means as Pathfinders are recognized all over the world. And not too long ago, I got the list of all the people that were supposed to participate, of the elders. And I saw on there that September 16th, the pastor had put me down to be the preacher. And he also put in the side note that it was Pathfinders. So I said, oh, I guess we better get ready for Pathfinder Day, because our club has not officially formed up for the year. Most clubs in Northern California anywhere are having their first meeting Monday night, this coming Monday night. So I asked Joey and Preston to participate this morning. Sebastian wasn't able to be here. Anyway, some of you are wondering, what's Pathfinders? You look an awful lot like the sheriff, the way you're dressed. Or you look an awful lot like Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. Well, Pathfinders is a club for boys and girls in grades 5 through 10, and it's part of the youth program of the Seventh-day Adventist Church worldwide. And a huge purpose of Pathfinder clubs is to give kids opportunity to do service to others along with other wholesome activities, and to do this in a group. It's a little bit hard to do things just by yourself. And so when you have a group of people together, it makes it more interesting and it's also easier. And so Pathfinders offers wholesome activities in the areas of spiritual, nature study, camping skills, citizenship, care of our bodies, physical fitness, teamwork. It's multifaceted. So I was going to give you a little bit of a report about some of the things that we did last school year. In September of 2022, our club started out the school year with Monday evening meetings throughout the school year whenever we were able, which was almost every Monday night. We have a core curriculum in our club that's called the Investiture Achievement, and it's by grade level. We work steadily on that throughout the school year. And we try our best to accomplish a lot during our meetings so that we can have, what do we have if we get our work done? Gym time. Gym time is a real special, and we try to fit it in as many meetings as we can. And the only rule that I have at the end of our work is, if we have time, is that if we go into the gym, what do you think I ask them to do? Move around. You have to move around. You have to do physical fitness type activity, such as skating, shooting baskets, kicking a ball, or playing catch, or something else that is very active and gets you moving around. One thing that we did last year, we had an informal camp out at the Redwood Area Camp Meeting Grounds in October, where we worked on several honors. You can see honor patches here on our sashes, and there's a list of requirements for each one. And so we worked on some honors that were required for their level. One of them was called the Family Life Honor, and one was called Lichens, Liverworts, and Mosses. Yeah, liverworts, we couldn't find any, but lichens and mosses, there's quite a few of them down at the camp meeting grounds. We also studied the story of the Good Samaritan, and then we read a book called The Pathfinder Story. We read that throughout the year, but we read some more on it, and it talks about the history of pathfindering. And one thing that I appreciate about the club members that we have this year, and listen up, boys, they do, whenever we go on a camp out or whatever, the boys do practically all of the outdoor cooking or even indoor cooking. They also plan the menu. So these boys are pretty exceptional in that area that I have not seen in other years. So it's very nice to have them, just turn them loose and let them do the cooking. And they do a good job of it. What do you think one of their favorite meals is on, like, on a Friday night? Grilled cheese. They like grilled cheese sandwiches. Some of the special events that we did, that we do each year, and that we did last year, is we go out collecting canned foods door to door the afternoon of Halloween. And we don't, it doesn't matter what day of the week Halloween is, but we go out for a couple hours in the afternoon and go door to door in a neighborhood. And it's a fun way to meet neighbors. It's a lot of fun. We really enjoy it. In fact, I think they usually don't want to stop. We have an informal family night in December at Variety Hour and winter camp out inspection in the month of March. We do a workathon in April, Pathfinder Fair in May in Napa. Weekend and camp out and service at Cookson Ranch in the middle of May and investiture in early June. And excuse me if I skip around a little bit because I'm trying to do an overview and then give you some more details of some of these events that we have. Every October we review, maybe even in September, we review and sign new temperance pledges each year. And it coincides with what is called as Red Ribbon Week, which is a national, it's not just a Seventh-day Adventist event. It's a national event where we wear special ribbons and we pledge abstinence from harmful substances. Then I'm going to tell you more about can collecting. We spent about 2 hours going door to door, and this year we went in Humboldt Hill area. We collected 105 non-perishable food items and met some very gracious people, very nice people. And then the items went to Norma Werner with community services to help people that were in need. One thing that's lots of fun is the Variety Hour. It was especially fun this past year, and we received $318 from that in food sales and offering combined. But those of you that went, remember it was really stormy. And when we were almost through with the program at the school, the power went out. But there were people that ran and got flashlights. If you remember, if you were there, you remember. I thought, oh, man, that's the end of the program. It wasn't. People got flashlights. The microphones were out, but people just talked louder than usual. And we continued and finished the program. The winter camp out involved our club as host. The Fortuna and Hayport clubs also come. Napa usually comes, but they couldn't make it this last year. And all these clubs come together at the school, and we camp at the school for the weekend. It's a lot of fun. There's usually about 60 people there. It's really beneficial to us because we have a small club, and this is really, really good to get a bunch of kids together. It's hard to do a Bible skit when you only have three people. You know, they give us a topic and ideas, but it's really hard to do when we're limited. But when we have a whole bunch of kids, you may have too many and some of them just stand around, but that's better than not having enough. And one of the things they do is Bible skits, depending on what grade they're in. And then I taught the first aid basic, which is an eighth grade level first aid course, so that they could earn that honor. And then another thing I taught was the Red Alert honor, which is a first aid honor for fifth graders. And I noticed that some of the staff from other clubs had brought little kids with them that were their own children that weren't old enough for Pathfinders yet. So we had some kids that were like age five to nine. And I thought, I'm going to include those kids. So I invited all of those younger kids to come and participate in the Red Alert honor. And they did a fantastic job. I was really, really surprised that they could do it, but they did. Where they study different, what you do in different kinds of emergencies that might happen at home or away from home with storms and, you know, just basic emergency stuff. And I think, and maybe the boys can tell me, do you think the winter camp out is just about the most popular event of the year? in your opinion? Maybe? Okay, they're saying that it's not. But other, I know, Hayfork, the Hayfork Club, every time they say that that's the highlight of their year for them to go to that. Some of the honors that different staff taught from the different clubs that came to the winter camp out, the kids did the tie-dye honor, animal tracking, animal camouflage, dinosaurs, red alert for first aid basic, and then they also did some of the investiture achievement requirements. Some of you probably heard that in March, Joe and I got about the worst snowfall in many years. We live out in the mountains east of here, and we had parts of two sections of our outbuilding roofs collapse, and we couldn't make it out off our property for about a month. And I had to cancel church responsibilities. I had to cancel club meetings, but we did resume as soon as we were able to make our way off our property and make it to the highway. We had to reschedule some things, but we had our inspection. We got photos of the boys doing first aid hands-on. There's a table set up out in the foyer. You may have already looked at it. They had to practice certain kinds of bandaging, splints, stretcher making, and carrying. And Ryan took pictures and got prints made, which we turned into our exhibit at the Pathfinder Fair in Napa. And we received a first place because our club followed the rules, plus a lot of people smiled over the exhibit. Because the boys, if you look closely, the boys have very pained expressions on their faces in the photos, as if they were truly injured and dying and in pain. So check out that exhibit if you haven't already seen it. Some other things that the boys did when they were at Pathfinder Fair was they earned honors, and including dough art and a new one called cryptography from the United Kingdom. And afterwards, you could ask these boys what that honor was about. If you know what the word means, you can probably figure it out. And there were foods from various ethnic groups for sale at the fair. So that was interesting, to be exposed to different things that you aren't exposed to just up here in our little group. Workathon is in early April, and you know what happens in that time of year here. Sometimes it's beautiful in early April, but if you remember what happened last April, well, we attempted and actually picked up trash for almost 2 hours in Old Town Eureka, even in the rain, but the rain got so heavy, we were all soaked clear to our skin practically. So after about 2 years, so we had to quit. But the year before, the weather was beautiful, and the workathon is typically, 6 hours? We spend about 6 hours walking up and down. The last few years, we found it's a very worthy project, and it's always very welcomed to walk up and down the streets in Old Town with grabbers and a container to put trash in and clean up all the streets. And I encourage the kids to get sponsorships before we do the event. And even this year, despite the catastrophe with the weather, the club collected $850 in sponsorships. And the year before, Joey collected $1,000, but he still has not received the medallion from the Northern California Conference for that achievement, because that's a high achievement, and it's recognized. That year we did the similar. We picked up a lot of trash. Can you guess what the most numerous debris was that we picked up? Can anybody guess? Cigarette butts. And they're really hard to pick up with grabbers. And I think the year before, these guys found how many shoes? They found several shoes. I mean, and none of them were matching. Our final big event was in May at the Cookson Ranch campout, where we finished up Camping Skills 4 Honor. We studied the insects, amphibians, and reptiles, plus we did some other requirements. And for service, and I want you to know that Arlo, who is sitting right over here, Arlo also helped, and his brother River. They're not even old enough to be official pathfinders yet, but they helped us. We raked debris away from the cabin tents. We swept out the tents, thanks to Tony, another adult that helps us. We cleaned the outdoor campfire area. We picked up branches on the trail to the river. And we didn't just pick them up and throw them. We picked them up and carried them up to a level spot away from the trail so that they could be picked up later by some other people that came. But I wanted to tell you about River, who is little guy. I don't know, do any of you know River? He's really little. But we were studying insects, and we were supposed to find and identify some insects. And River was getting a little restless, and I said, River, can you help us by finding insects? While we were raking is a really good time to find them. Because when you rake debris away, you're likely to see some insects either flying up or crawling around. And the reason I asked him to do that is because he's closer to the ground than the rest of us. And he has really good eyes for spotting things. First thing you know, he's, I didn't write it in here, but he's yelling, I found a centipede. So he not only found stuff, but he knew what it was. And then he said, I found a roly-poly. I mean, so he was really, really helping us, and it was really fun to have that, studying insects while we're doing our service. Usually we do campfire, outdoor campfire baking, a midday meal, but it didn't go as well as we had hoped this year. So anyway, we take potatoes and corn and wrap them in foil. First we make a campfire, though, at the fireball and get that nice and going. But we didn't do, I guess we just didn't do, you know how sometimes your fire turns out way better than other times. So it didn't turn out as well. So we got tired of waiting and we were hungry. So we ended up taking the potatoes and corn and biscuits and we finished baking them in the kitchen in the oven. Another thing that was part of the boys' honor this year is we had to practice purifying water in three different ways. Can any of you think of one way that you can purify water? Say you need to dip water out of a stream and drink it. Yep. Another way is to boil the water, but we found that that had disadvantages because it's real hot afterwards. So you have to let it sit out to cool down, and then you have to find containers to pour it in, and it's not that practical if you're out backpacking, for example. Another method was the purification tablets, but it's a two-step process, and it does not taste good. You guys can vow that that does not taste very good. So we voted that this was the best method. It's not cheap, but we bought this. It's called a life straw. You undo the end of it, and then you undo this end, and you put it in water, and it's made to put around your neck. You put it in water and suck water up through it, and it has a filtration system inside. This was the very best method that we voted on. It's a little more expensive, but it's the flavor of the water is better. It's just, it's compact. It's way better. So when we do these camping skills things, we find out what are the best ways to do things. So you can see that in Pathfinders, we do lots of different things. The next week after the Cookson Ranch campout, Joe and I went down to Cookson Ranch and attended the Cookson Family Work Bee. And many of the people that come there are older. Well, I'm kind of older, but some of them are even older than me. I'm I'm in my 70s, but there were people there, and there were some young people. Many people that came to that work expressed appreciation for the work that the Pathfinders had done, especially cleaning around the tent areas, the trail to the river. And I had finished doing the trail after our campout had finished. So, this stuff isn't done to bring glory or anything like that. It's done, these kind of things are done to help others and to serve others. So I've made up the calendar for this coming year, and in addition to regular meetings, special events, and activities, a special international camporee is being planned, not by me, of course, but by other people, for next August, so a year from this August. And it's going to be in Gillette, Wyoming. So if you hear people that are in Pathfinders talking about Gillette, Wyoming, it's not for shaving, okay? It's a town where there's a big complex, and they're going to have an international camporee. Many of you probably have had not heard of it, but they pick a Bible theme every year, and every evening they have a Bible pageant depicting parts of the Bible story, and this year it's going to be the life of Moses, and it really makes the Bible come alive. And our club is hoping to attend. There will be many honors taught, as well as lots of activities. Can you guess at how many people might attend it? You're talking 55,000. Yeah, you can talk to Newman's. Northern California Conference, some of the club directors and some of the other club staff are going to be in charge of teaching the honors at that event. This only happens every 5 years, by the way. So boys, you need to listen up now because they're going to show you something that they've learned in Pathfinders. Every Pathfinder learns early on flag protocol, how to carry and post the flags. I have even the very youngest Pathfinders participate in flag raising and lowering, folding and unfolding the flag. And when I was young and in Pathfinders, it was only the big kids that were allowed to do that. The younger kids were not allowed. So I decided things aren't going to be that way in Pathfinders with us. Even the very youngest kids learn how to do different things on handling the flag. And Arlo comes to our meetings at times, and he knows how to stand at attention. He knows how to stand and salute the flag. And he knows how to stand quietly, and he's not even Pathfinder age yet. It's something that they learn. Another thing they learn early is basic marching. It's not something that's easy. It's not that easy to stay in step. It's not always easy to make right and left faces because you can't remember which is your right and which is your left. Remember what it was like when you were a kid that age. So I've asked the boys, and we did practice, we did a refresher, and it didn't take us but a few minutes because they practiced this many times. So I've asked the boys to come down here to the front, and they're going to demonstrate the proper handling of the flag. Sebastian wasn't able to be here today, but he knows how to do it too, and he is part of the color guard. So I'm going to ask them to come down to the front, and we will demonstrate the proper way to unfold, how to display the flag, and then how to refold it.
Thank you.
So you can tell they're very experienced. But even Sebastian, even the fifth graders, learn how to do this. And they have confidence. And then when we have winter camp out, different kids come up from, like the fifth graders from all the clubs will come up. They'll do either a flag raising or a flag lowering and on like that through the weekend so that they practice flag raising and lowerings all weekends. And the kids, several kids have come up and said, we really like to do that at the winter campout because there's no flagpole where we have our club meetings. And the weather's usually bad that time of year, and Miss Dale gave me a portable flagpole. It's fantastic. So we put that in the gym with a, you know, on a heavy stand so that it won't tip over. And then the kids actually get to practice doing the flag raising inside the gym and then the lowering. So we have her to thank for that. So now I'm hoping they don't embarrass me too much. I'm going to have Joey and Preston come on up, and I've asked them. We haven't practiced this. We haven't don't have a script. Oh, could you bring that microphone that's laying there? I've asked them to just be prepared to say something about what they liked about being in Pathfinders this past year or what they didn't like. Come on up front, though, so people can see you. And you guys can interview each other. Stand and face. People want to see your faces.
So we interview each other? So we interview each other?
You can. We didn't practice this. Sometimes it's better if you don't over-prepare, I found out.
What did you like about Pathfinders?
When we went camping.
Cool. I liked the workathon where we picked up trash. It was fun.
Can you believe it? He said he liked the workathon where they picked up trash. Awesome.
Yes.
What's an honor that you really liked?
Which ones did we do?
Why don't you tell me what honor you liked?
I don't know which ones we did. Oh, I liked the deciphering one.
What?
It was like the red one.
What about the cryptography one? Yes. Tell them about that.
That is it.
Okay, I like the cryptography honor. We like made codes and deciphered them. Yeah.
It's somewhere.
It's red. I don't.
Oh yeah. This is a right cryptography there. Honor. It's different than any of the other ones because it's from the UK.
What's something else that you liked?
You like gym night? Tell them what you do on gym night.
I liked when we got locked inside of this school and had to sleep there.
What?
Oh, you mean the winter camp out?
Oh, we don't lock the doors.
Oh, okay. I like skating.
Okay.
It's fun.
They're not a bit like that during Pathfinder meetings, let me assure you. They are not like that one bit during our club meetings. At this time, we're going to have a closing song.